Rabbi Finkelstein, Memphis, Tennessee, Baron Hirsch. In the Kina, Arzei HaLevanon, Adirei HaTorah, the Paitan tried to describe the death of Aseret Harugei Malchut. And he described that Kina by trying to describe the greatness of those 10 giants of Torah. He described their effort in Torah and their greatness. And I would like to understand this kina, this lament, because it seems to be that the Paitan tried to make a connection between the destruction of the temple that took place in Tisha B'Av and the destruction of Torah that came as a result of the destruction of the temple, or maybe even not as a result, but rather is hand with hand with the destruction of the temple. I would like to ask why the Paitan of this lament tried to intertwine those two destructions to one. In order to strengthen this question, I would like to ask a different question. We know that every day at the end of Shmona Esre, we say, Yehi Ratzon Shibane Bet HaMikdash, may Hashem please build the temple, Veten Chelkeinu BeTorateha, and please God, give us our share in your Torah. Again, we see a connection, a link between the reestablishment of the temple and get a share in the Torah. Again, we see those two concepts, the temple, the Mikdash, and the Torah goes hand with hand. So in order to understand the connection between the temple, between the Mikdash, and the Torah, we need to try to analyze what's the purpose, what's the goal of the Mikdash? Why do we need to build a temple? So the Rambam in Ilchot Beit HaBchira in Perek Aleph says, Mitzvat Aseh La'asot Bayit La'Hashem Mukhan Liyot Makrivim Bo HaKorbanot V'Chogegim Elav Gimel Pe'amim Bashana. There is a positive commandment to build a house for God, a house for Hashem, and that this house will be ready to bring the sacrifices, all the offerings, and this is a place of gathering for the entire Jewish people to come and to celebrate the Shloshet HaRegalim, the three holidays during the year. And in Perek Zayin, the Rambam says, Mitzvat Aseh Lira Min HaMikdash, Velo Min HaMikdash HaTayare, Ela Mimi SheTziva Al Yirato. There is a positive commandment to have fear from the temple. But it's not really from the temple, but rather from God, from Hashem who commanded you to have fear from the temple. As a result of that Rambam, it seems to be that there are at least three aspects to the building of the temple. The first aspect, that the temple is a place for sacrifices. It's a place of seeking closeness to Hashem. Korban, sacrifice, from the word kirva, closeness to Hashem. Second aspect, it's a place of gathering. It's a place that all Jews come together. Velo amar, Tzar li ha-makom shalin b'Yerushalayim. There is a feeling of togetherness, of gathering together. And the third aspect seems to be that there is a spiritual imprint that will be imbued in every individual who come to see the temple. So it seems to be that those are the three aspects of the temple. But we need to ask ourselves, what's the source of life for the temple? Is that only the sacrifices? Is that only a place of gathering? Is that only a place that will enrich our spiritual life? It seems to be from all the Nevi'im that this is not the source of life for the temple. All the Nevi'im are crying out, Lama lirov zivchechem? Ein tzorech la'Hashem be'olot uzvachim. There is no need for Hashem for offerings and sacrifices. There is no need for sin offering or for shlamim or nedavah. There is a need, lishmo advar Hashem, to listen to Hashem, la'asot mishpat utzdaka, to try to execute judgment and to do tzedakah, good deeds and kindness, to fulfill the Torah and to learn the Torah. The Beit HaMikdash, the temple without the Torah, is just only an empty building. When the Sanhedrin is not there, in a way, there is no excuse to have a Beit HaMikdash. The destruction of the temple comes hand with hand with the destruction of Torah. What we lost when we lost the temple, we lost the unity of Torah. We lost the unity of Sanhedrin, that after they made the decision, that was the halacha for the entire Jewish people. What we are crying for on Tisha B'Av is not only about the destruction of the temple, it's not only about the destruction of so many Jews, it's not only about being exiled from the land of Israel, it's not only for the Chilul Hashem, for the desecration of the name of God, but we are lamenting on Adirei HaLevanon Arzei HaTorah, that they were Bekim, they knew Mishnah and Gemara. We are lamenting, we are crying out for the loss of Torah that was forced on us with the destruction of the temple. Based on this concept, I would like to suggest that we can understand the very ambiguous halakha in the Shulchan Aruch. We know that there is Isur Talmud Torah, that there is a prohibition against learning Torah on Tisha B'Av. But nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tavkuf Nun Dalet, Seif Aleph, that you are allowed to learn Badvarim Haraim, that there is a permission to learn Dvarim Raim, the sad things, evil things that took place in our Jewish history. We can learn Jeremiah, we can learn Echa, we can learn the Gemara in Gittin. And obviously, there is an obvious question. If you are not allowed to learn Torah, so obviously you are not allowed to learn even Dvarim Haraim. Even Dvarim Haraim are words of Torah. So what the Shulchan Aruch is trying to tell? So Rabbi Soloveitchik says once that there are two inyanim, there are two aspects to the Torah learning. In terms of Simchat Alev, in terms of the rejoicement of the heart. First aspect is the Torah itself makes you happy. The second aspect is that the learning of the Torah makes you happy. So come Rabbi Soloveitchik and says, according to the second aspect, there is no problem with the Shulchan Aruch. Because learning sad things makes you sad, doesn't make you happy. But according to the first aspect, that the Torah itself is mesamchat, mesamachat lev, it makes your heart happy. So still there is a problem. So come Rabbi Soloveitchik and says, it seems to be that according to that aspect of Torah learning, we need to say that the learning of the bad things, of the sad things, is part of what is called chovat hayom, the obligation of the day. The obligation of the day of Tisha B'Av is to remind us what we lost. We need to learn the dvarim haraim. We cannot have the simchat alev, the rejoicement of the heart, that we could have with the temple. What we are learning now, there is little bit of simchat alev, but still it's not complete. And because of that, the halacha is now well understood. You are allowed to learn Torah in a way that reminds you that you cannot learn it in a complete way, in a perfect way. So we are zochim now to understand the connection in the kina of Arzei HaLevanon Adirei HaTorah to Tisha B'Av. In Tisha B'Av, the focus is on the destruction of two major institutions. The Temple Institute, the Mikdash, with the Kehuna, with the sacrifices, with the place of unity and togetherness, but on the same time, the destruction of the Torah. And that's the motivation of the Gemara to say, Shkula mitat tzadikim kesrefat bet Elokeinu. There is a comparison between the destruction and the burning of the Temple to Mitat HaTzadikim, to the death of our righteous people. This is the message of this kina, the kina of Arzei HaLevanon Adirei HaTorah, Bekiim B'Mishnah V'Gemara. We lost those 10 Aseret Harugei Malchut. We lost giants of Torah. And on this Tisha B'Av, we need to try to strengthen ourselves with Torah in order to build another brick, another Levena, in the binyan of Hamikdash, b'mera b'yameinu, amen.